you're on.
Chuck's not in the picture. We're on over here. Good?
You're on, yes.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting for July 19th of 2021. The time now is 7:08 p.m. May I please have a roll call?
Mr. Stopa?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
I'm here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
The reason for this special meeting is for levy discussions. We have two levies that are potentially coming up. One is the EMS levy and the other one is the safety service levy. So this is to kind of discuss what we want to do as a board going forward. Both levies, based on my recollection, looking at this, look like they both expire next year's.
One expires this year, but collection ceases next year.
That's the EMS levy.
Correct.
Safety services next year.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the reason why we have this special meeting, just to kind of discuss what we want to do going forward, if we want to look at putting a levy on for this year, which then we'll eventually have to go and look for another levy next year to replace or renew the next one that would be coming up. So, Doug, I know you did some late work today a little bit.
Well, Mike, you know, when we talked about having the meeting, I think the purpose was, I believe that our accounts in the EMS are high right now. So we were trying to figure out a way to either give a tax holiday or reduce taxes in that department rather than continuing to build a fund. Oh. That was at least part of the conversation that I thought I heard. So I did talk to the auditor's office. I got this schedule. My understanding on it might be, my understanding was these funds are taxed through this year and distributed through next. So in theory, we could make the adjustment next year for 2023 collections, but that might not be what, that's not what some people are hearing. So I'm just following what the auditor's office and the prosecutor told me. So I don't know what's different, but that's, the goal was to reduce taxes for, and reduce that nest egg from getting bigger.
Right, right.
That I agree with completely, yeah. So the only difference really is the way it was collected. The most levies, unlike the safety service levy, do start collecting the year after they're passed. So the safety service levy was just a little bit unique in that regards. So the levy actually expires this year with the EMS levies. And to be clear, it is two different levies. We have a 1 mil and a 0.5.
Yep.
And they expire this year. They collect through 2022. So the information you have is mostly correct. It was just when the actual levy itself is set to expire. And I think Mary Beth, with Mary Beth leaving, she's training Kristen, and I think there's just some confusion. She's trying to get up to speed on these two, so she's given her best, and she just had a little confusion with how that worked. But basically, the question being is, I think we all know we definitely are going to need a safety service levy next year. That has gone without saying.
Right.
So it is, and I spoke with Mary Beth about this about a month ago, and her suggestion would be to put the EMS levy on this year, and then if we feel like that the account is overfunded, that then we do
the holiday.
Pull it back, right?
Mike, one real quick question here is, when you said that this is two different ones, so if it goes on the ballot, does it go on the ballot as two separate ones, or is it going to be as one?
It's going to depend how it's decided to do, because so that's the 1 mil levy was issued in 2007.
Yep.
That is a levy that we definitely would not want to do as a replacement levy, because we are getting the rollback, the homestead and rollback from the state. So if we were to do anything with that besides ask for like a renewal with an increase or decrease or just a straight renewal. That's all you'd want to do with that, because otherwise we would lose that homestead and rollback, and virtually that would tax our residents more. We could look at something that came up in this conversation, was looking at perhaps making that a continuous levy instead of a 5-year, because EMS fund charges are continuous. To keep doing this every 5 years seems silly, but that would be a question for legal if that's something we can do. Usually the idea behind this is, as long as the millage doesn't change, that would not, you wouldn't lose that homestead and rollback. So again, that's not a question. We could either ask that to legal or send a email to the Ohio Department of Taxation. I'm not sure that we can get that answer though before.
Right.
So Kristen did say generally 10 days is what the auditor's office asks for, but she said if we would pass that resolution that's necessary to pass asking for the rates, if we sent that Thursday night to her, she could have the rates to us on Friday, she said. So we would just have to decide that by Thursday. The 0.5 mill levy that was passed in 2016, we do not get the homestead and rollback on that. So that is something that we could do at, we could look at changing and maybe doing a replacement on, and definitely could be changed into a permanent without worrying about that. Both of these though will be, the good thing about these will be that they are going to go, they would have the current values versus what they were issued back then, especially the 2007, that's gonna be a world of difference as far as what they would collect on, the rates that they'll collect at. So, when we get those rates.
So that might be something, once we get the rates, we might actually not even need that half mil.
Well, something to think about, and this is just a suggestion, is opening your mind to the idea of, again, the one mil. I don't believe we're really gonna have to go through this paperwork. And again, this is something I would ask the board to talk to legal counsel about. And Mike, I know you and I have discussed this in the past, but the EMS levy, it's put into the EMS and fire fund.
But it can only be used for EMS.
And do you know why that is?
Is that both of those?
It had something to do with when the replacement was up. I believe it was right around the same time that Cleveland Clinic was starting to take over with Medina Hospital. And usually in the past, when the clinic has taken over a hospital that has EMS service, usually the EMS service gets bumped to the wayside. So I believe at the time when the fire department looked at it, it was advised to them to have it written as fire and EMS. So if they did have to take over EMS because the clinic eliminated EMS, we would have been able to use that levy money for EMS in the fire service. It would have strictly been for EMS, but it would have been a fire-run EMS.
It gives you more flexibility.
Right, it gave us more flexibility. So in case they did say, hey, no more EMS from the Cleveland Clinic, you know, because we took over, no more LST, we would have been scrambling to figure out where we're gonna get funds to fund an EMS. Whatever. So I think at the time when they did do the renewal or the increase, that's the reason why it was written that way. So if for some reason LST went to the wayside, we were able to use that funds for EMS-based fire service.
Okay, so just an idea, we would have to then keep the, and I would say this being that after we would send this to legal counsel, of course, but if that this is all correct, then we would have to keep the one mil levy the same as written, but the 0.5, since we wouldn't be losing the homestead or rollback or anything, perhaps we would look at it and turning it into a true EMS fire levy and being able to use that money for fire services.
Have some flexibility.
Right, having that flexibility, because that would really help us as with the fire service contract going up, so much next year.
Well, that also helps us with the, you know, the replacement levy for the safety services too.
Correct.
Because that's probably where we would be pulling fire from also.
Exactly. It doesn't have us.
The only good thing is, I mean, we once we know what our services are and we know what the cost is, we know what it is. So that's all we have to ask for. And it's the same thing with the EMS thing, you know. It's, we don't need any more money than what we just need to pay them. And so that's why I have confidence in the people knowing that this is what a service is and this is what it costs and this is all we're trying to do is just cover that cost.
Correct.
You know, pretty simple.
Correct.
So.
And I think we're going to be surprised with the difference in what this money will bring in. So I think we're going to be able to lower the amount of collection in these levies.
Okay.
But also, so I think we're going to be able to tax our residents less and still be able to cover these costs. But so the big thing is just going to be asking for these rates. And
okay.
I would suggest asking for a couple of different.
Well, we would still want to ask for the 1 mil as is.
A 1 mil, a 0.5, and maybe a 0.75.
Is that all for the
EMS slash, well, that one we could look at doing EMS slash fire.
Right, but it would be the
having
same.
Having some flexibility.
So the 1 mil would still be based basically for EMS, like
yes,
it is
you
now.
Would.
Yeah, you don't
want to touch that.
No,
what we would look
right.
at touching would be the 0.5
well,
or 0.75,
no,
depending.
No, you could actually lower the 1 mil though. You can do a renewal with an increase or a renewal with a decrease, and you still would get the homestead and rollback.
Right.
So let's say for you know.
But I will just tell you right now, just going with the LST meetings and stuff like that, the price isn't going to go down. If anything, it's going to go up a little bit. So to reduce something that we've been kind of plateauing, you know, because obviously we're collecting 1.5, but
right.
I wouldn't mess with that one, you know, at all. I would, if anything, I would agree with you and look at, you know, taking that 0.5 and making that work for the township.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and then the other one, we just keep grandfathered in there because, you know, again, they're having issues with staffing, just like anybody else. They want to be, you know, they want to have some incentives to keep and to draw staff in there. So, and of course, with 2020, with COVID, our costs were down because the EMS calls were way down. So now that we're trying to get back to normal, I can see our costs going back up to where you would most likely normally see it. So
by making that adjustment on the other EMS to an EMS fire, then the income generated by that could be used for towards the fire.
Right, be used, I mean, we could use it towards
more significantly.
It'd just be the service fee.
And then that would allow more of the safety services to go towards the police.
Right.
Which we need to do something better.
Right. Right. So, well, again, I like flexibility.
Right.
So with these two levies, the way we do it, we could draw from fire and pay for EMS with that 0.5 or whatever we end up going with. And then the safety services, it's the same exact thing. If we need some more in police department, we have that. If we need some in the police or the fire department, we have it. It just gives you flexibility, you know? And it's nice to have instead of two people just pulling from one pot and then not having enough in the pot, so. Because even if we were not to do this and just leave the EMS thing in here, I do think that the safety services levy, you know, might be needed to be looked at or an increase, you know.
Right.
But if we end up doing it with the EMS and fire, then we might be able to keep it the same.
Right. Between that plus some of those rescue or the emergency funds that are coming in, I got that video to look at, but it talked about you being able to use some of those for salaries as well, and we need to think in that way.
Right, and again, I don't want all I want to do is be able to cover our costs for what we have, and you know, again, if we end up like EMS, we find that we're having a little bit more on there, we can do the tax holiday, you know, which I'm 100% for too. So, and I'm sure that residents
right.
will be 100% for.
Hey, thought you had talked about going into a continuing mint levy. I would say I'd be a fan of keeping it 5 years, not because we're not going to have to redo it, but because most people look at when you go for a continuing, it's like, okay, we're hooked on here forever. If they got something they don't like or they want to have some say in, my experience is like that gives them a chance to have input, so.
Plus, I think it gives the whoever's on the board too at that time a chance to look at, you know, see what the rates are that they're gonna end up collecting. And it might be, yeah, it might be that they can decrease, they might have to increase, but it at least gives them a chance to kind of look at it versus a continuous is you're stuck with that rate all the way, you know, until.
I would leave that in there only so that everybody feels like they got a say in,
right,
in it somewhere, that's all.
Also, we're gonna be having more information coming in too about, you know, township and even the county with the census information coming in, because I was actually reviewing some of that, you know, this weekend, just trying to see where it was with townships, and I could find information on the state and level and everything like that, but the trickle-down part with the townships, I have not seen that yet, so. I'm just kind of curious of where we've gone from 2010 to 2020 with our residents, and you know, obviously we know that the urban sprawl is in this area, so you know, we're just gonna be getting more people here, you know, more houses, more people, everything costs more.
So basically, to go forward, we'll have to do a resolution probably Thursday at our meeting.
Right.
It would basically be for the auditor's office to give us what
like
we would collect on
bring.
1 mil and then 0.5. And if we've made it a true fire EMS levy, and then we, like you said, at least ask for 0.75 just to see what fire and EMS, that way they give us three different rates type thing. We can go from there.
And I like the idea that we can, you know, not collect on the stuff, you know,
right,
in regards to what our services are, you know what I mean? So with the fire department looking or actually implementing weekends coming up soon, you know, we're grandfathered in for this year,
right,
but we're going to understand
that number,
if it's something that we like, you know, which I think the residents do like, we'll get a better idea what that next number is going to be, because more guys working more costs more, you know, and that's, but it's good to know those numbers. So, and Chief and I have been, you know, discussing that,
right,
you know, so we know right now, you know, once this is implemented for the rest of the year, we'll have Saturday and Sunday covered for the first shift. After that, if we want to increase on it, he's going to tell us what the price increases are, but, you know, and Montville is already 100% in. You know, they said they go, you know, full time if they could. So, but that cost definitely jumps, and you have to warrant, you know, different hours of the day and everything else like that. The calls drop significantly.
Right.
But we do have, you know, so the first area was just getting the weekends covered, and that's covered this year underneath our current contract.
If we're gonna pursue this, do you want to email that to Mike? Lyons. He's worked on it today. He's somewhat familiar with what's going on.
Okay, so we want to ask him about.
He was working on some language.
The EMS
pulling up,
yes,
fire.
For fire and EMS.
Computers in his office went down today, so go figure.
The courthouse was down completely from noon. Yeah,
I hope it wasn't the guys working out behind there. It wasn't me this time.
Basically, what we would have to ask for, do you have the fire and EMS paperwork?
Yeah,
do you have a copy? I remember you had said that you thought you maybe had all the levies.
I don't, but I'm sure we have them in the back.
I would say we should probably send all this to him.
Okay.
And then ask him, tell him what we're looking, like spell it out what we were looking to do.
Okay.
And ask if it would, because the resolution, I mean, we won't have time to do another resolution after this.
Well,
so
the 1 mil would stay the same. The language would stay the same for the 1 mil.
Right. Well, you're not looking to decrease that one then at all?
No,
I don't think so.
Because that's going to be the one that's going to come in the most different in rates, just so you know. That 1 mil could potentially.
Right, but that's something that we can look, like, that we can look at.
But you're going to effectively eliminate the 0.5. Because that you're gonna basically be earmarking for the most part for your fire.
No. Because remember, the 1 mil can't change.
No. The 1 mil stays there. I'm
right.
saying
yeah.
the 0.5.
That one's going to effectively go towards the fire.
So you're, and then you would just be looking to roll back the one mil, like on an annual basis?
Correct. That's, yeah, we could, yeah, we could do that. That would be, you know, you collect it, and we don't need all that. We're going to roll it back, but you can roll it back each year if you don't need.
We're not in the business of collecting to collect.
Right.
No, because it just sits there. There's no need for it.
Right. But if for some reason it does go up, then you have that you know it's collecting at that rate.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Doug?
It makes sense to me.
That's exactly what I was expecting.
I think that's where.
Makes sense?
Yeah. And I don't know that we even need the 0.75. I wouldn't say that we want to tax more than what we are. That was, I was thinking if we were going to do.
So Thursday's meeting, we'll ask the auditors.
I would just do the one and then the 0.5.
And then the 0.5.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But then we do want to look at the 0.5 into a true fire slash EMS.
Yes, so you just want to.
So you can use it for both fire and EMS. So that's what I need to ask Mike about, the language for that.
So for the, like, for the fire slash EMS one, are we talking, looking at a 0.75, or are we just not talking about just sticking with the 0.5?
I mean, we can, it's not going to hurt us to ask for what they both would collect.
It doesn't hurt that, just get information.
It doesn't hurt to ask. I just thought that we would not want to tax people more.
Correct.
We're already going to get an increase based on.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to be.
Yeah, we will definitely get an increase.
Values of properties and so forth. Now, this one won't be as significant because it was 16.
But the 1 mil. The 1 mil will be as significant.
Right. All I'm saying is it doesn't hurt to ask. And then we also kind of have an idea on what the services are costing. So we just would correlate the best one that matches the price. But even like for, if something's like costing you $300,000+, you don't go and just collect $300,000+. You have to have a little bit of a buffer because there's other costs involved that you know, can't forget about.
Right.
So even if we said, you know, fire was going to be, well, we know it's going to be $335 next year. If we add.
That's for right now, but if we add the Saturday, well, Sunday, that'll go along.
Yeah, you stopped me right before I said, but we know that at $335, when we add these weekends, it's going to go up even more than that. So we already have a defined amount.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's all I'm getting at.
So you want to look at the 0.7?
I would look at everything, and we don't have to make a decision. You can always, I mean, information's gold. Okay. So we look at the information.
You don't have long to make a decision.
No, we don't. Well, and that's why I was saying that perhaps we want to look at low at, on the other side, since we know that we might want to look at that 1 mil and taking that down to a 0.75 and just see what it would do.
And there's no way to take that 0.5 levy, let that in theory go away, and add that to, or put that part of the new safety services. Make that part of that. I mean, in essence, we're playing a coconut shell game here, aren't we? We're taking money from here. We're going to use it over there.
Well, it's just you have a spork.
It just adds flexibility.
You know? I call it a spork. You know, you want to have a fork or a spoon. You got them both right there. You know, it's
okay. It was just a question.
I don't have a problem because all I can say is we just get our defined costs. We just need to have the money to pay for it. And I said, I think the residents are fine with that as long as they know what they're spending their money on. We're not trying to increase it. We're trying to increase the service. If we're collecting too much, you just don't collect it. You roll it back and just build that up to where we need to spend it. It's not a super hard concept, but it does just give you flexibility. If you have a levy that just says this, you know, this is only what it's good for, then you're only stuck with that thing. But just having the flexibility, I think this
flexibility is good.
This safety services levy has been great because the police need a little bit, fire needs a little bit. You just kind of wiggle it or you split down the middle. It gives you that flexibility. I mean, and that's really helped us because if we didn't have that, it would put us.
We'd
in a
be moving money a lot more than we need to.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
All right. So I guess at Thursday's meeting, we'll ask for that 1 mil as an EMS that is now, and then also give us what it would be at 0.75, just for that, strictly for the EMS.
That's 0.5 going to.
And then the 0.5 going into a fire slash EMS. Angela was saying, maybe we don't want to collect the full one, but we still need that homestead exemption on that one. So maybe we can lower it to 0.75 versus the one.
And this would completely alleviate the need for a fire levy, you know?
Probably straighten out.
Yeah, I mean.
Just to see what it brings in, you know? The other option is collecting one and then just having the county roll all or some of it back year by year.
If they give us both the rates for that, we'll at least kind of know.
And then the other nice thing is you have one levy this year and then you have the other levy next year. You're not putting multiple levies on for the people, you know? And we're trying to make it easy as we can. We're not really.
Plus, if we had the fire EMS, like you said, we'll kind of know what we would need for the safety service and.
When we make this resolution, let's just be sure that we clarify real well what's going on.
Right.
It's the last thing, nobody wants to not know.
Right. And it does get confusing.
What are you really spending the money on?
Levies are so confused. They're the most confusing.
I want to put it in big letters right here, you know, this is all we're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Can you, are you going to talk to my clients?
I'll call Mike tomorrow.
So can you find out how many different resolutions we would need? I believe, if I remember correctly, there is a resolution needed for each of the amounts, but I'm not 100% certain on that. So I know it would be at least two resolutions because you're asking for two different levies. But I don't know if you need the resolution for each of the amounts you're asking for as well.
All right. Anything else I need to ask them?
Just, I believe you still have time to roll back for this year. Because the tax budget is just due tomorrow. So that would be a decision that maybe I don't think we can talk about that tonight, but just something to put on the agenda for Thursday.
For Thursday, yep.
For the rollback for this year, for the EMS levy for next year, if that's something. I know we'd kind of.
That's something we should probably look at.
Yeah, that's what, we brought that up earlier, yeah. I agree. Like I said, the whole entire thing that we're trying to tell people is we're not over collecting, we just trying to cover the expenses and that's it. No more, no less.
I'll say we believe it when we see it and that's what we're trying to do. Hopefully that.
So Mike, don't leave tonight until we have done staple these and I'll scan it so we can.
All right, and I'll make sure that I have exactly what I need to talk to Mike Smith. So I have my notes here, but just make sure that you get something.
I'll go over this with you too.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure we have data.
All right, we good then on?
I think that's it.
For Thursday, what we'll have resolution wise and that, so. And then I'll have hopefully Mike's answers back to us for Thursday then too.
And I heard too that the auditor's office would turn that around.
Oh, she.
Right away.
She told me if I had sent it to her Thursday night after the meeting, they'll have it Friday for us.
All right.
All right then. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township special meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:36 PM.
Let's see if we can do that on Thursday.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I got two questions.